You are listening to the Wisdom with Trish podcast. This is episode 70. What woman are you? Welcome to Wisdom with Trish. I'm Trish. I'm your host. I'm a mom to 6 kids. I've been married to my sweetheart for 28 years. And I'm a life coach. But most of all, and why we're all here, is I spent 30 years chronic dieting. Yep. Most of my life I've spent trying to be in a smaller body. And this podcast is about my journey to turning to God and trusting Him to not diet anymore. I found a path of health and a path of loving the space I take up in the world. And I'm here now to help other women do the same. So I'm so glad you're going to join me on the journey. All right, here we go. Hey, 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 friends. I hope you're having an amazing day. I don't know what time of day it is when you listen, but for me, it's afternoon and my kids are all at basketball camps and stuff. So my house is really quiet. So I thought, ooh, let's record a podcast. So today I actually want to go revisit my very first podcast. Now, my very first podcast was What Woman Are You? And I literally just had this idea in my brain, didn't even write it down, hit record and thought, I'm just going to record a podcast. And then today, of course, that's like a 10-minute podcast. But there's so much there if you go listen to it. And so much more I didn't say because, of course, when I'm talking, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I've been talking for a long time. I should wrap things up. You know, I was super in my head because I'd never recorded a podcast before. And I'm just never going to be the personality that writes down everything I say. So when you listen to my podcast, you hear lots of ums and as I'm thinking and you get all that. And one day when, you know, maybe I'll hire someone to take all those out and edit my content every month. But for now, I'm not doing that. You just get to hear my ums. And it's like we're sitting on the couch talking and you just hear me real time. I've chose to do that on purpose, actually. Drives my kids nuts. They want me to edit everything. And they're like, Mom, you make crazy noises. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But they just will know that that's just how I sound in real life. So the reason I say that is today, I just want to go back and revisit that first podcast and talk about What Woman Are You? And I actually, when you join Breathe, we talk about a fourth option. And I want to share that with you today because there's woman number one, woman number two, and woman number three. And I talk about those women throughout the podcast when you listen to different topics. I'll refer to them because I think it matters. I think it matters for all of us to see when I say, what woman are you? I'm saying, how has diet culture affected you in your life? You become one of these women. And today, I want to show you the number four woman and who she is. And it's really the goal when you join Breathe is I'm being your coach and all of the courses I've created and all the things we do in Breathe is to help you become that number four woman who is really maybe who we would all be if diet culture hadn't hijacked our thoughts about how things should be in our world. And so let's recap a little bit who those women are. So for me, when I talk about the woman number one, I'm talking about the person who, a number one, has feels like she has some control over her body. So maybe she does believe the diet messages that we should be in smaller bodies, that there is an ideal body. Like she hears that, but she also thinks, but it's not a problem because if I do a few things in my life, I can be what would be considered an acceptable body size to navigate the world in. And when I talk about one, two, and three, body size doesn't matter with any of them. any of those women can have the thoughts that I share. So a number one feels like, yeah, if I do certain things, my body cooperates and I have some control over this. And it's hard for her to really see why that's not the case with other women. She's like, well, if I can control it, why can't you control it? And so it's good to know if that's who you are, because you can drop into some compassion for the other numbers to understand them better. Because let's jump into a number two. And number one, none of these are like one's good and one's bad. It's not about that. It's just us stepping back in our lives and looking at our life and thinking, how has diet culture affected me and who I have and kind of who I am around this topic, around bodies? And it's fascinating to me that I really believe that there's kind of three. You're one of these three. And maybe it's more complicated. And I'm sure some of you are like, well, sometimes I'm a one, but sometimes I'm a two. And, you know, when I was in my disordered eating, taking HCG, eating 500 calories a day, I very much felt like I was a one. I felt like I was controlling it. It didn't feel like, and even now that I eat plants, like I'm not living in the body that like Dr. McDougall thinks I should be living in, but I feel like eating plants, I really maintain my weight well. And I've been the same size for 2.5 years now. And I just think this is the size my body really likes and it's fine. And I sometimes think, well, I can do that. Why can't you do that? Like, that's just an easy mind space to show up and be in. And that's that number one. And then number two, she heard those messages that certain body sizes are important and we should be in certain body sizes. And then she's like, all right, well, I'm going to take care of that. And then she comes up with her stuff that she's going to do. And then maybe it works, maybe it doesn't. Maybe it works for a time. And she has to work at it so hard and keep such a firm grip on it that she can only do it for a small time. And then her weight comes back. And it's just never a simple process for a number two. Like, she feels like, I've always cared about this. I've always been feeling like I'm working towards this. But my results never look like maybe a number one's results. Like, I don't feel like I have control over this. And if I ever do feel like I have control, I have to have control it with such white nickel gripping it that it's not sustainable. But I have absolutely cared about this. And she does the diet cycling, trying to fix it, she's on or off, that kind of thing, because she thinks that this is a problem and it needs to be fixed. And then we jump over to our number threes. Our number three woman, she's been very protected. That's how I kind of look at it, number three. Like, she might have had things said to her as a child, but something inside her, she didn't take it on. She's had these messages, but she's never taken it on as a problem for herself. She's always kind of been okay with who she is and hasn't really seen her body as something she's needed to fix. Now, remember, it doesn't matter what size that number three is. She's really just okay. And she doesn't see dieting as the option to fix it. She doesn't see that she should be doing that. She sees others doing it, but she's not quite ready to like jump on that bandwagon. I almost see number threes as having this little bubble around them, that they've been a little bit protected from it. And I don't know where that bubble comes from. I don't know if it's just a matter of like some personalities are more, they see problems and they want to fix them. And some personalities are more, I don't know. I actually don't know what it is. That doesn't even make sense to me either, what I was just saying. But it's just a number three just really is okay with the space she takes up in the world. She might feel like, oh, I want to eat a little healthier, but she doesn't like make a whole thing of it. And so I've always just wanted to be a three. Like, I felt like, oh, I just want to take on patterns of a three. But actually, y'all, we want to take on patterns of a four. And what is a four? A four believes that her body size actually isn't up to her. She believes that it's her job to take good care of it, to feed it well, but that the actual size of her body She's as in control of it as the size of her feet or the color of her eyes. Like, she just sees that as, well, that's just what it is, and it's fine. And she can separate that. And number four can separate. It's my job to take really good care of it, and the rest is not so much up to me. Now, this is tough when we live in the plant-based world because it's all about results, right? So that's true. That's going to stink some of y'all. But the results will be the same either way. If you're a person, like, I always love when a new person jumps on the plant-based support groups, that they just lose a lot of weight, and that's the response their body does, and they jump on and they're very active on that feed, and they're very, you know, and it's like, oh, we all should be doing that. That should be all of our result. But you don't see a lot of that, y'all. Like, I love to follow this one influencer who, she also has a membership, but it's fascinating to me. And she lives on the other side of the world. So, she like lost 40 pounds, and now she's the expert in plant-based eating, and she has a program where women join her. But it's fascinating to me that she only shows one person in her programs before and after picture. Like, she has thousands of women, I think, in her program. But she's not showing a lot of before and afters. And I think that is because there's more of us that don't have the drastic change than those of us that do. But we think that those of us that do, that actually have that drastic change, we think that that is happening all over the place because they are very coming forward and saying, look at me now. Where those of us who are like over here eating plants for 3 years and we kind of look the same, we're like, well, look at me now. Like, we're not posting that. So the result's the same, whether we think we're in control of it or it's not. So why don't we be a number four who's like, yeah, I just do what I'm supposed to. I have faith in God about this, and I leave the results to him. The other thing that a number four does is, but number fours don't see people as body sizes. They see people as people. So something that happens a lot with the number twos is because they're trying to this becomes something that hijacks their life, and they want to fix their body, and it becomes this puzzle that they can't solve. They start to see other women as body sizes. And I did this. Y'all, if you're in my world and you lost weight, I can tell you. I can tell if you lost 5 pounds. It's not something I'm proud of. It's part of this disease, I feel like, that I have because of that living my life so long, over fixated on that. So I just, bodies became, I saw people as bodies. A number four doesn't. A number four sees people as people, and they find beauty in body diversity. A number four woman, what we all want to do is we want to see bodies as different sized bodies and not see it as a problem, but we see it as beautiful as like different color hair and different color eyes, different color skin. It's beautiful. And we see body diversity as that. And you're like, okay, but like in the 1950s, everybody was the same size and there weren't overweight people. Okay, well, that was in the 1950s. We got a lot going on today in the 2020s. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on that those people did not have to deal with, right? And so we got to drop into compassion for this situation that we're all living in this world. And here we have this nugget and this treasure, right, of how to have true health, that we have that over here. But when we come to that, it's not like my body went through a lot before I found that. And my body might be like, oh, we don't know when Trish is going to go in another famine, so we need to keep this. And I'm okay with trusting my body with what it thinks it needs. I'm fine with that. But it took me time, and it takes me some, I have to manage my thoughts about it. And that's what a number four, that's our goal, is that we just see bodies and diversity as beautiful. Like, think of someone that you love in a bigger body. You love that person. And you're not going to love that person because when they eventually become in a smaller body. Like, it doesn't matter. But we think it's like the most important thing, right? We think that we are lovable when we are in a smaller body, where it has nothing to do with how we are lovable. We are all lovable right now. So body diversity is a beautiful thing. Another thing that a number four will do is she listens to her natural hunger cues and follows them. She doesn't eat when she's not hungry, and she does eat when she is. She's tuned into her natural state. She doesn't believe that she has to ignore hunger. She doesn't believe in diet rules. She believes that if my body is hungry, I can fuel my body. And she's developed the muscle that if I am not hungry, I do not eat. I only eat when I'm hungry. I'm becoming that natural little baby. When I was born, we only ate when we were hungry, right? Until we were satisfied, and then we would quit nursing on our own. Mom never had to stop that. But as we age, as we grow older, that natural hunger gets hijacked just by our mothers feeding us three times a day and two snacks, right? And this was our focus in Breathe in the month of June, was this natural hunger and tapping into it. And that was awesome because we all focused on, I created a new commitment planner for them, and it had a hunger yes or no kind of question next to their meals on there. And so that they could start tapping into whether they are really hungry when they're eating. And a number four has developed that muscle. When I say a muscle, it's just that new habit of, I eat when I'm hungry and I don't eat when I'm not hungry. So she also does that. Also, a number four is at peace with the space that she takes up in the world. Now, this one's tricky, because when your brain has thought your whole life that we were going to feel better when we were in a smaller version of ourselves, that is a hard problem for your brain to stop thinking is the problem. And my brain even still does that. Like, it will offer up, we should start losing weight again or something. And I'll be like, I know, brain, I know. I know that you think that's the most important thing. We are focusing on other things, okay? Like, I have to talk back to my brain. So that's not something that comes naturally to us, or that we're just going to, all of a sudden, I'm going to say magic words to you, and then you're going to be okay with the space you take up in the world. That's probably not how it works. How it works is we learn to manage our mind about it. And literally, that's the work we do in Breathe. But you can do that work for yourself if you can learn the tools to, when you start recognizing what thoughts in my brain are, what's going on in my brain are thoughts and not facts, you start getting some leverage on it. So y'all, we want to be a number four. And you know what the beautiful thing about being a number four is? When you are okay with the space that you take up in the world, you give permission for the women around you to do the same. Isn't that awesome? The last thing that I believe a number four does is a number four is an advocate for changing diet culture in her space, stopping it in its tracks, calling it out for what it is, not participating in the conversations, which is tricky. Go to lunch with your friends the next time you go to lunch and see what conversations come up. See if women talk about hating their body. See if they talk about what they're eating and all of that business. Like, that's going to show up in your world. And as a number four, I want you to be kind of a victress over that. Like, I'm going to choose a different path. I'm doing this different. And the people in my path, you're going to do it different with me. And that's not like you're going to walk around and you're going to, be on a soapbox with everybody. But I think that when the conversations happen at lunch, you can say, hey, can we just have a diet-free, body-hating-free lunch today? Let's talk about other stuff. That stuff's so boring. I'm tired of talking about that stuff. Let's talk about other stuff. And you can be that bold about it, or you can just be like, hey, I told you guys about the awesome thing that my kid did, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, just change the subject. Or I love to challenge my friends' thoughts when they say their stuff. Like, if they say, oh, I just hate this about myself, I'm like, do we really hate ourselves about that? That thing you hate actually really serves you. Or, you know what I mean? Like, I'll just kind of call them out and say, well, I actually love that about you. Like, I used to tell my friends, I'm just kind of a bull in a china cabinet. I just say what I mean. I just don't really think before I speak. And now I don't see that anymore as like a problem. That's back then I thought maybe that was a problem. But today I like love that about myself. The world needs some bulls in china cabinets. It's fine. It's just fine. So changing this how we talk in our circles. And number four is not going to participate in the diet culture mess that shows up in women's circles and their conversations. She's going to try to level up, help her friends level up and everybody level up to what really matters. Because I'm telling you guys, Satan is so in love with the idea that we spin about this stuff. He's like, I just make women feel bad about themselves and then I can even walk away. Because they will struggle now with their whole life. It's so easy. I want to do a podcast about this, but I'm going to mention it. I want you to see that pornography to men is the same or has the same consequences a lot of times. And don't overthink this and message me and say all the things. I know pornography has lots of hard parts, but what I want you to see is the reason we don't want men looking at pornography is because of the looping that goes in their brain, and that's all they want to do and care about, right? It becomes an obsession. And some even call it an addiction. Like it takes over their life. So I'm saying addiction is to men. Or not addiction. Pornography is to men what diet culture is to women. Because what does diet culture do to women? It hijacks your thoughts. That's all you want to think about. And that's what you worry about. And that's what you think, you know, you loop and loop and loop in your brain about this. How is that any different? We're not having the thoughts that God wants us to be having and been doing moving our life forward and doing all the amazing things he put us here on the earth. We're stuck spinning. And so that's why that number four also has conversations with her children, with her daughters, about diet culture. She warns them about diet culture, and she talks about preventing participating in diet culture, just like she would her boys in pornography. And girls can have pornography issues too, but you know what I'm saying? We don't have the same makeup as boys, and we're not as visual as them. So it's a little different for girls. It can happen, but I'm telling you, diet culture is going to suck your girl's life way faster than a pornography problem for a girl. So think about that. Let that settle in. That diet culture in your life is sucking the life from you. Just like pornography does when people have a pornography problem. Like, you're like, oh no, but pornography probably like messes with your relationships. You don't think your diet culture issues mess with your relationships? They absolutely do. Do you have issues wanting to be naked around your husband? Do you have issues not wanting to go to social events? Are you thinking about like, what could you do to like maybe miss the next family reunion because you don't want people to see your size? It messes with your relationships. So a number four woman is teaching her daughters to watch for it, be aware of it, and to really see it. Because our daughters can't guard themselves from it if they don't even know it exists. And most of us didn't know it existed. We were all in the fishbowl swimming and other people were there, so we thought it was normal. Your girls have the same thing. Your girls need mothers who show them and make them aware and help them see it and help them know you will never have a body problem on this earth. You will only have thought problems. Sorry, sometimes when I talk about stuff, I get a little passionate, and on this subject, I do every time. So I'm probably yelling into my phone or my microphone. So hopefully you hear my message in that. We want to become a number four. She loves the space she takes up in the world. She's so grateful for this temple that God gave her to house her spirit. She takes amazing care of it. She listens to her hunger cues. She doesn't participate in diet culture talk. She teaches her daughters about diet culture so they can see it and be aware of it and they can be protected from it. Y'all, we want to be a number four, and it's possible. And when I say all this to you, if you think it's not possible, come join Breathe. I'm telling you, $12 a week out of your grocery budget, and you get all the help you need. All right, everybody, try your best to be a number four this week. Have a great day, have a great day, have a great day. We'll see you next time. A few things before you go. If you have found that you need help on your journey of taking amazing care of yourself and loving the space you take up in the world, please, I would love for you to come join us in my monthly membership coaching program called Breathe. Breathe is a place where like-minded women come together and help one another. I help you by coaching you, and then I record that, and then other women will watch while you are helped, and then you watch other women when they're helped. And it's this community where women are helping women, and it's so beautiful. There's a lot of other perks when you're a Breathe member. So you receive coaching, you get to watch other women be coached, and then you also get to have access to any course that I provide. So right now, there's two courses in the membership. One is how to eat plant-based in 30 days without dieting. So if you're at the very beginning of your journey, that will help you so much. Now, if you're a little bit further along in your journey, you will probably love my course that is on self-care. And it's a self-care course that you take over 6 weeks. And it's a way for you to come home to yourself and start figuring out what does love feel like for you. And this is a course that I usually offer just to a group coaching program, but now it's also offered in Breathe. Something else you'll have is you'll have this community of support. There'll be a private Facebook group that you can check in with. And remember, you're going to be seeing these other women be coached. So you will get to be honestly their best friends. It will be a wonderful community. And you know, sometimes when we eat plant-based and we try to leave diet culture, it's a little bit lonely. So that will be a wonderful support for you. The last thing, I provide weekly meal plans. I'm trying to think of everything I can to make this process of you loving you and you loving the space you take up in the world and you taking amazing care of yourself to have all the tools for that. And one tool to simplify your life is a weekly meal plan with a grocery list. And that will also be available in Breathe. And all of that will be available on an easy app so that you can access it on your phone and you can, it can be very user friendly for you. So, come join me in Breathe. You remember, nothing in your life has to change for everything to change. And that's the work we do in Breathe. Have you come up for air? Have you needed help to keep breathing? I got you. Come join us in Breathe. Have you downloaded my free commitment planner? Okay, if you haven't, you totally need to. It's such an easy way for you to make and keep commitments to yourself and honor those commitments. Go to my Instagram account, and in the links in bio, there is an option there to download that for free. Totally go get that. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. If you're feeling like you're missing episodes, it's probably because you're not subscribed. So wherever you listen, you just subscribe and then they will make sure that you don't miss an episode. Also, are you part of my free Facebook group? If you're not, you should be. Come on over, share recipes with us, and it's just a really diet culture free place to enjoy being online. And last of all, have you left me a review? Reviews are really important because that's how other people find the podcast, is through a review. So wherever you listen, go ahead and leave me a review there so other people can get the help that they need through the podcast. All right, y'all are the best. Have the best day. See you next time.